Well, it's Friday, and you know that means it's time to sort out the dumbest thing I've heard all week. So we don't want to mess around with it. We're going to get right to it. We've got some contestants here, and one we played in the first hour, but I want to review the dumbest things we've heard all week. Let's start with, we've got two representatives of the squad this week, not surprisingly. Not surprisingly at all. And one also ran. Let's start with Ilhan Omar, your favorite philandering member of Congress and mine from Minnesota, who is a far-left agitator who doesn't appear to care much for America, but she has been elected to Congress to do exactly what she's doing, to create dissent, to stir up animosity, and this whole, you know, divisive nature of the country she wants to add to. It's quite clear. So talking to Michael Moore, your hero and mine, on the Intercept podcast, Ilhan Omar basically said and let us all know, if there was any doubt before, Democrats are just smarter than everybody else. I mean, if you don't understand something, it's tough stuff. And you really are not bright enough to really get it. So as long as we're clear on that. So here's bite number three. Here's one entry for the dumbest thing I've heard all week. Bite three. Go.
What I also believe is that there is a Warren wing of our party. And I would say that's most Democrats. I mean, it's the one thing that everybody accuses us of. We think we're the smartest in the room. We are very policy oriented. We care about the details. Just today we were, you know, fighting about a lot of things that most people can't understand. And there is that aspect of Warren that is exciting. She has a plan for everything.
Can't understand. You know, you can't understand this stuff. I'm a member of Congress. You dolt. You're a simpleton and a peasant. How dare you think you're smart enough to discuss these issues that I clearly understand? Please. All right. So, contestant number two for the dumbest thing I've heard all week. This comes to us from Cory Booker, presidential candidate to be a Democrat. See, he says he's ready to shut down all the detention centers on the border. We don't need them. Let's just get rid of them. Bite number four. Go.
I have stood up and said pretty bold progressive position that says we should get rid of these detention facilities. We don't need to have them. The Obama administration showed that we can have, without detention facilities, we can have nearly 100% compliance with our legal system. 100% compliance by doing things like the family case management model they had, that actually, for the fiscally responsible out there, it actually is so much less taxpayer money than locking up people like we're seeing in Essex County and across this country.
Really? The Obama administration showed we don't need these detention facilities. The Obama administration built these detention facilities, you dolt. I mean, are you joking? And by the way, for those of you keeping score at home, the Obama administration also deported illegal aliens at a rate better than twice as fast as the Trump administration. It is absolutely baffling the ease with which these Democrats lie. And it just rolls right out their tongue. Obama and his administration built the so-called cages we have children in. Of course, they're not cages. It's chain link fence so that you can have area A, area B. So you have men over here of military age, so they're not fraternizing with young women or girls that are underage, because we know that doesn't end well. But let's just get rid of all these detention centers. We don't need them. No. Hell no. We'll just let them run through the country. It doesn't matter. We don't need to vet anybody. We don't need a border. But hey, that's really how they're angling. That's the direction they are going. And then our final contestant here. Because you really have to enjoy the absurdity of this. You have to enjoy the absurdity of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and her conversation with Mark Zuckerberg. I'm telling you, the First Amendment is under attack in this country. We were just talking about it. This demonstrates it. Our third contestant for the dumbest thing we've heard all week from AOC, bite number six. Go.
In your ongoing dinner parties with far-right figures, some of who advance the conspiracy theory that white supremacy is a hoax, did you discuss so-called social media bias against conservatives, and do you believe there is a bias?
Congresswoman.
Loaded question.
So I don't remember everything that was in the question.
That's all right. I'll move on. Can you explain why you've named the Daily Caller, a publication well-documented with ties to white supremacists, as an official fact-checker for Facebook?
Congresswoman, sure. We actually don't appoint the independent fact-checkers. They go through an independent organization called the Independent Fact-Checking Network that has a rigorous standard for who they allow to serve as a fact-checker.
So you would say that white supremacist tied publications meet a rigorous standard for fact-checking?
No. No, what I would say is that I've already answered the question, because the International Fact Checker Network takes care of who's qualified. We don't. But if you want me to answer it again, no, Congresswoman, you're an imbecile and you're not listening. And we understand you're here to grandstand, and that's fine. But for the Daily Caller calling it a well-documented connection to white supremacists, maybe we should fact check you for the outright lies you're spewing while talking here at this congressional hearing. Just a thought, boys and girls. Just a thought. And hey, let's have real-time fact-checking of the lies coming out of her mouth right there. Who's with me? All right, I'm good. It's Friday, October 25th. Heading toward the back end of hour number two. By the way, the answer to the dumbest thing I've heard all week and the winner coming up in hour number three. It's the Steve Gerber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Bob Thomas, Chief Operating Officer for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. All across the state, businesses have joined the Michigan Chamber to be a part of the most influential business voice in Lansing. As a member, companies become part of a statewide network of small business, medium-sized companies, and industry leaders focused on improving pro-business legislation within state government. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members, representing 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all that we do. Together, we can make a difference, and together, we ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan